Jimin, Twice, and Monsta X. Oh my. Selena Gomez takes a break from social media. Gracie Abrams stops by the studio. Of course, we've got tons of new music, and we break down the origins of hip-hop. We got a great show for you today. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. It's Friday, February 24th, and you know what that means, new music. It's the weekend, and the weekend is back with some help. And that's not the only powerhouse duo with some new heat, plus some friends we have in the studio. Here are some of the hot new releases for this New Music Friday. Die For You is a hit from Weeknd's 2016 album, Starboy, but frequent collaborator Ariana Grande just breathed it new life. Let's talk about Latin powerhouses that can get the streets dancing. Shakira and Karol G have teamed up. Karol talked to Billboard about shooting the video with Shakira.
When I was on the set, like shooting the video, and I was watching her, like shooting her parts, I was like, oh my God, like just realizing all her amazing and legendary moments in her career, and a lot of things that I need to work hard to get to that place and that point.
The Jonas Brothers are back with Wings. They told us about picking it as a single.
We didn't really know which song to start with. We have love for all of them, and it's hard to call it a single because it's just, I would call it an introduction song to the album. It really feels like a good entryway into what you're going to hear for the rest of the body of work.
It's always a good time with Dierks Bentley. And with new music out, he had something to say.
Feels right. It's something I'm really proud of. It's something that I'll be able to look back on for the rest of my life and be like, we put the time in and cut the best songs, wrote the best songs we could, and got the best band we could get together and put the time in after the studio to get it right. So it feels good.
Also, Chris Brown joined Chloe Bailey for How Does It Feel? I gave you more than you wanted. On to our next story. You're not going to believe this one.
And yeah, I'm going to be taking a second from social media because this is a little silly.
And just like that, Selena Gomez has left social media again. Selena Gomez recently returned to Instagram and has surpassed Kylie Jenner as the most followed woman on the platform, with a mind-boggling 382 million followers. Well, now the singer is stepping away from social media for the unforeseeable future. Selena made the announcement in a TikTok saying she's 30 and too old for this, before reassuring her fans.
But I love you guys so much, and I will see you guys sooner than later.
Selena recently had to shut down rampant fan speculation that she was feuding with Kylie, but it was a false alarm, and the two are still friends. We will miss you, Selena. Enjoy your break. We've got a ton of K-pop coming to the States and a brand new album from Jimin. Let me break it down for you. BTS's Jimin shared a look at the making of his first solo studio album, Face, and I am beyond hyped. He also dropped the track list, and you may see a familiar name on the album, his bandmate, RM. Stateside, Twice is set to receive the Breakthrough Award at this Wednesday's Billboard Women in Music.
We are so excited to be in Los Angeles with so many talented women.
And the band say they have their fans to thank for all of their success. They told Billboard, they are the reason for our existence as artists. And this year, thankfully, we have a lot of chances to meet our fans globally and domestically. We are really looking forward to that. As for what's next, their next EP, Ready to Be, drops March 10th. Their Ready to Be World Tour hits Korea, Japan, Australia, Canada, and the US. And Chaeyoung tells us her personal goal is to top the Billboard Hot 100. And we've got more K-pop coming to the States. Monsta X has been announced as the headliner for day one of the We Bridge Music Festival and Expo. They joined 10 other K-pop acts for the event in Las Vegas, including ENHYPEN, who will headline day two of the festival. Gracie Abrams has unleashed her new album, Good Riddance, and she came by Billboard News to chat about it.
You know, once this is out, it's particularly validating to see and hear other people then like resonating or thanking you for speaking to something that they thought they were the only ones feeling.
I think like I love music so much for that reason, because I always feel like the artists and the songs that I fall in love with the most are the ones that I listen to when I'm like, didn't know like this feeling could be articulated in this way, and mm-hmm. you know, thank God that I'm not the only person in the world who's ever felt XYZ. And so to ever be that remotely for even one other person would be such a gift.
Gracie is about to head out on tour with Taylor Swift. She told Lindsay Havens what it was like getting that news.
I like blacked out, I think. I couldn't. I still feel like truly just like it's not real until we're there. To have such an up close front row seat watching her be the expert that she is so many times, it's like gonna be like going to school.
You can watch the full interview with Gracie on billboard.com. The genre of hip hop is celebrating its 50th anniversary. But where did it all begin? The genre has lived through many different iterations, from acts like Grandmaster Flash to LL Cool J to Tupac and Drake. It has become the number one genre in the world, with almost 250 number one albums on the Billboard 200 and over 100 number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100. So how did hip-hop begin? Who are the key players in creating and evolving the genre? And what is the future of hip-hop? This is Billboard Explains, the origins of hip-hop.
Come on, man.
That's our show. Enjoy your weekend, and don't forget to come back Monday for the latest in music. This is Billboard News.